Newspaper columns in Israel and the Palestinian territories have placed little hope that these negotiations will accomplish what decades of attempts at peace have failed to do. Others have expressed optimism that the talks have at least made it into a second day. The skepticism is fueled by the perception that both leaders are negotiating from weak positions. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is under pressure from his right-wing coalition partners who want no concessions on Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has exceeded his term in office and does not represent the Gaza Strip, home to more than 1 million Palestinians. Analyst Rami Nasrallah, head of the International Peace and Cooperation Center in Jerusalem, says Mr. Abbas cannot afford to back down on his threats to quit the talks if Israel does not extend a partial freeze on settlement construction that expires on September 26th.
The main concern of the President Abbas is that the Palestinian state, in terms of physical reality, contiguity, will not be possible if the settlement expansion will continue. That's why he's scared that this negotiation is going to fail, because the direct meaning of the failure of the negotiation is that he will lose his legitimacy.
Israelis and Palestinians differ on whether there should be a Palestinian state or whether Israel should remove West Bank settlements. But most people on both sides agree that there is a need for peace and coexistence. This Palestinian resident of the West Bank city of Hebron, a frequent flashpoint for tensions between Arabs and Jews, lives across the barbed wire fence of the Kiryat Arba Jewish settlement. He says he remembers better times. He says there was a time when he and settlers of Kiryat Arba got along well. But he says when bloodshed began between Israelis and Palestinians, relations deteriorated. A Jewish resident of the nearby Beit Haggai settlement says she wishes for a return of the days when both groups shopped in each other's stores and lived without fear.
I'd like to be able to, just as when I drive in my rock-proof car, so that I'm not going to have my head smashed by a rock, and I see the Arabs walking on the side of the road without fear, I'd like to be able to do that also. I'd like to be able to live in a peaceful area without being scared of being shot or stoned to death.
Analyst Rami Nasrallah says he will be surprised if leaders of the two sides reach any kind of deal. He says that for Palestinians, an agreement will be meaningful only if it gives them self-determination.
Today, it's more important to have this collective rights, the national rights, rather than having this interaction. Maybe later on, there will be a comprehensive peace between the two sides. It will be much, much more easier to interact between the two communities with much more equal basis, but not the one who's under occupation, who will, the Hummus in East Jerusalem, and the one who will buy some Israeli products in some of the shopping malls.
Despite what he says is political weaknesses in both the Palestinian and Israeli leaderships, Nasrallah says there is room for optimism thanks to the proactive role the United States is taking. He says the success of the peace process might depend on U.S. efforts to prod both sides toward an agreement. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Jerusalem.